Thank you for holding. Is this Jessica?
Yeah.
Hi, Jessica. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good, you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Just trying to pull up our reviews and send that over to you. Tara said that you wanted some reassurance before I dive into everything. Before I go over any, like, pricing or details, did you have any other questions about our services or what we do?
No, not really. I'm really not familiar with how Google works. Like, I thought that you would have to just, you know, make the request on your own time to, like, get on the Google listing like that. I didn't know that they were doing, like, cold calls for that. That's why I'm just a little weary.
Yeah, we're not Google. Google doesn't make cold calls. They'll never call you.
Okay, the lady that I just talked to said that she was with Google, or did she just...
We're a partner of Google. No, we're a partner of Google.
Partner?
Yeah, so all our calls are recorded, okay, monitored by Google. We're right next to Google, actually, in Southern California here. So, yeah, I mean, but we don't say, hey, we are Google. Anybody that says, hey, we are Google calling you about your, like, that's definitely a red flag. You should avoid that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you said Local Splash is one of your companies?
Correct, yes. We're a premier Google partner. We've been in business for 20 years, partnered with Google.
Okay.
And so usually if you were to contact Google about marketing and advertising, they would gather your information, and then they would put you in a contact form for the Google partners. So you're on a qualified candidates list for the placement. The hard part about getting on the first page of Google is the availability. So we don't actually reach out to you or respond to inquiries until we actually have a listing available within your area and industry. And that's why we're reaching out to you today.
So I'm showing, like, as I said, I did put in a request, because I think I remember putting in something about trying to get my name up on those before, and I didn't, like, get any headway with it. So that's probably why, because I was just on a wait list.
Yeah, they'll just put you on a wait list, and obviously you still have to get Google verified. There are some things you could do to a degree, but eventually you'll hit a dead end there, and then you just have to kind of wait until a listing opens up within your industry and area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just very new to how all this works, so thank you for explaining.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So, yeah, I mean, if you do the search on Google, if you were to type in any of your services, you're only going to get three top recommended options for about a 40-mile radius around Kentwood. We have one listing available currently where we could place you. And then once we fill that spot, which we're actively looking to fill, we're going down the list, we're going to close out the entire category, Jessica. So we actually won't be able to work with any other competing companies, thus ensuring the people that we are working with on that first page are getting the maximum amount of exposure and job opportunities each month.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So I see you've already got the website built. Looks good.
Yep.
Love it. Okay. Good. Okay. And then the Google verification is not completed. So you will need to get Google verified if you do decide to move forward with us today, and that's fine. That's usually the first thing we do on every account anyway. But once you're Google verified, you'll never have to Google verify yourself again. You know, then you'll always show as a Google verified business, even if you're not on the first page with us anymore on a month-to-month basis. But that's really what you pay for, is the first page placement. According to Google, about 90% of the traffic in every industry starts and stops on the first page of Google. So, you know, we're basically talking about putting you where 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they actually call somebody. I'm sure you could see a value in that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As far as our cost for our services, it's all month to month. We don't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. A verified local listing with a new in business credit for Google Places placement, you'd be looking at $199 on a month-to-month basis. So there's no other charges throughout the month. You don't incur any other like lead fees, click fees, or call fees, or anything like that. It's just a one-time payment each month of the $199.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you do receive a full service agreement in writing, so it'll have documented everything that you're receiving in exchange for the $199 month to month. You also have an in-depth tracking system, so you'll actually be able to see all the leads, clicks, calls that you're getting, what keywords they're typing in to find you, and the zip codes that they've conducted their searches from. If you're missing calls, you'll be able to reference that tracking system, and you'll actually be able to get their contact information and follow up with them so that way you're not missing your opportunities. We also recommend that you take advantage of sending out the Google review request form at the end of every job through that tracking system. That way we can start building up your star rating and your business reputation. But that's all part of the service. We don't have any other like setup charges or surprise fees that you would acquire or obtain throughout the month.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then there's also a directory submission that you're eligible for when you have a Google Places placement. A lot of the directories are pre-existing companies that have a relationship with Google or use Google as a reference point. It's not just directories, there's search engines too. Bing, Amazon Alexa, voice search results, Apple Safari. You'd actually be found as a top option on all of those platforms as well. And then you do get the directories of Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack as a part of the service as well, if you don't already have those. If you already have them, we won't duplicate any of your online listings.
Okay, yeah, I have Thumbtack and Angie that I'm a part of right now.
Mm. Oh, if you could do anything with Angie, I think you'll love this, Jessica. Angie actually gets a majority of the leads that they sell on their platform from being on the first page of Google.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but the difference is like they sell the leads individually, and sometimes their leads go to about three or four different people instead of letting the customers contact you directly. We let the customers call you directly. So you don't have the lead fees, plus you don't have to deal with the leads going to like three or four other competitors or paying for it if the customer decides that they don't want to move forward with your services.
Yeah, that's ultimately what I want. I've just been using those services to kind of get my foot in the door, but I would ideally just like people to just call me directly. I don't have to keep paying for that. So.
Right, and this is exactly what it does. As long as they're within 40 miles of you, right? We could adjust the service area, but 40 is going to be the maximum. If they're within 40 miles and they type in one of the 15 keywords, they will be able to see you as a top recommended option and call you directly from there. Mm-hmm. So, the discounted pricing structure is locked in, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. So we usually charge about double of what I just quoted you, as a month-to-month pricing structure, but I got it reduced to $199, and then it's what's called a grandfathered-in pricing structure. So if you come on board with us today, you'll keep that rate as long as you're with us. That doesn't ever go up or change.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a part of the service agreement as well. But if I could approve that discounted rate at just $199 month to month, is that something you could see a value in doing for your business?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I want to verify your Google business profile. I'm going to submit it to Google, and I'll also send you the verification form. We'll also schedule a client interview where we can interview you and customize the campaign for the optimization. But that's getting a little ahead of myself. So I just want to create the profile first. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, just to make sure. Can you read it back to me? I want to make sure it brings up the right number.
Sure. So 616-821-5205.
Yeah, so... That's a good question on that one, because that is my personal cell.
Oh. There is Google Voice tracking number that you can get. We won't charge you anything extra. You don't want to do that?
Okay.
Because it's no extra charge.
I'd rather not.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Let's find out that.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, let's plan on that. I don't want to put my personal cell on Google. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Well, it'll show a different number, but it'll still forward to your cell phone in real time, and then the caller ID will let you know that it's calling from your Google Voice number, so that way you know it's a potential business call versus a personal call.
Yeah, that's okay. Perfect. Yeah.
They'll actually dive more into it during your client interview. They'll be able to provide you with the actual number itself. They'll give you a couple options to choose from.
Okay.
All right. And then you want your, obviously for us just to communicate with you, can we save that number? Is that a good contact?
Yep.
Okay. And then your last name is the same as the business name?
Yeah.
Is it Lefebvre? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send everything in writing?
Yeah, it's J, mm-hmm. So like my first name, Jessica, and then my last name, Lefebvre.
Okay.
And then it's at LefebvreOrganizedLiving.com, so my company name. Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been doing this?
I have been kind of gearing up for it for the past couple of years, but I just finally moved forward with making it an official business in February of this year. So I made it an LLC and actually started taking on clients that weren't like my friends or family.
I gotcha. Well, yeah, I mean, this is definitely going to advance you into the real world, I guess you could say. It's definitely going to open up the floodgates and put you in front of people that maybe you would have never been exposed to or known of otherwise. So,
right.
It's always a good thing. You know, you want people to be able to look you up too and then see that website and see, you know, you want to be in front of the right people. You're okay with the website being attached to the Google Business Profile?
Yeah.
Okay. And Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail, Jessica. It's called a PIN verification letter. Typically, it takes about 5 to 7 days for you to get it, but there is a little 5-digit number on the back we'll need from you, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where the business is. If you do business from home, that's totally fine. We could just hide your address, but we do still need to send the PIN. Can you verify the business street address for me?
Yeah, and I do want to do that where I don't want my – I don't have, an office, so it's just my home address.
Well, we have the address here. I was just trying to verify it. Like, I saw there's an apartment 34. So automatically when I seen that, I hit it. So it's not going to be displayed. It'll still show you your city, state, and zip on your Google Business Profile, but they won't have the actual street address. I'm just looking to verify it so that way we're not, you know, sending it off to somewhere maybe you don't live there anymore or things like that. It's a recorded call.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you have the Forest Way Drive, 4300 Forest Way Drive.
Southeast?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Yep, that's it. And it's Kentwood, and it's 49512?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and update. Okay, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed online?
Is that something I can easily change when I need to? Because I'm not quite sure if that's going to stay consistent.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll see that number that I texted you on. That's our company line. I'll send you my direct line and extension as well. Anytime you want to make changes or modifications, feel free to call in. If you hit extension 1, you'll always get a live operator. If you hit 544, that'll call me directly. So, simple answer is yes. You can make changes like that at any time, as well as if there's any kind of services that you want to change. Maybe you run into a troublesome client and you're like, hey, I never want this to happen again. Those are definitely things you want to communicate. We could kind of adjust the keywords and make sure that you're getting connected with the ideal client.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then, so right now I'll just leave it blank. And then, do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Oh, I accept credit cards and cash.
Okay.
And like a cashier's check, but I don't do personal checks.
Got it. Okay. Okay, so I have your business profile created, and I have the address down to send your PIN verification letter. We're going to want to interview you just to make sure we're not missing anything and to customize your campaign properly as far as like the service area that you're targeting and the specific services within your industry that you want to be listed for. Typically, a client interview takes about 30 to 45 minutes. They're usually scheduled the following day after sign-up. What would be the best time for us to do a client interview with you tomorrow?
Let me see here. I have availability, so I probably just need to like block off like an hour.
Yeah, it doesn't usually take that long, to be honest, Jessica. We usually have a lot of the information. But, you know, in case you have extra questions or the call goes over, it's good to kind of have about an hour.
Okay. I will plan on 2 to 3. Does that work?
Mm-hmm. Let me see here. That does work. Yeah, that will actually be 11 to 12 Pacific Standard Time. It'll be 2 to 3 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I'll send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then we will also send you an automated text message exactly 1 hour prior to your appointment. Okay. And that's just to remind you and give you a heads up. If anything pops up or changes, definitely want to let us know at that time, so that way we can reschedule with you. But hopefully that's still a good time and we can get things rolling as soon as possible.
Sounds good.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
You said that you're going to send me some stuff in writing first, or can I review all that first? Or?
Oh, yeah. It should be in your text messages. I thought you were seeing it already as we were going. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, I've been driving. I just parked now, though, so let me...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It's just that link that you sent me?
Yeah, there's a few different ones in there. So the first one that I sent you was just a link to, like, our services page, like our website. The second one that's a Google search is just looking up, like, our Google reviews and our company. And then the last one was just, like, my direct contact information. Yeah, our company, Local Splash, we've been in business since 2004, so over 20 years experience. There's thousands of reviews that have been written online through various different platforms. The lowest ones that we get are about a 4.3 or 4.2, and then, you know, we have ones that are 5 out of 5 star.
You said it's based in Florida?
No. We're in California. We're actually right next to the Google headquarters.
Oh, California.
Yeah, California, the other Orange County. Yeah, in California, it's Fountain Valley.
Well, we have to deal with the hurricanes, so that's good.
Yeah, that's we still definitely dealt with the hurricanes, actually. We have clients all over the U.S. and Canada, so around the time that the hurricanes were happening, our lines were blowing up, and Google's, hey, I have these listings, and a lot of people wanted to get ads up and running or Google Guarantee campaigns before the rebuild starts. So we were definitely feeling the effects of the hurricane. Yeah, business owners are like, oh, I want to get up there because I'll be the first, you know, first roofing contractor they can call. So it was a busy time, but should be better. Things should be already getting better now. That didn't affect you at all, right? You didn't have any family down there?
No.
No. I have some family in Georgia.
Some friends that were down there.
Yeah, I have some family in Georgia where they were blacked out, and I didn't hear from him for like 3 days, but he's fine. They just lost power.
Yeah, we had some friends down there that was like, she said that her battery, she needed to save her battery on her phone so she would talk to us the next day.
I'm yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah, the power outages. The power outages were the worst part. So are your customers like commonly the garages? I've noticed like a lot of the photos that you have are like garage, basement, office type situations, work areas.
Yeah, it's just the season, I think, because I started, I started my business in February, but I didn't really start doing work for clients until about like August, September, and that's just tend to be when people are more thinking about getting like their garage ready for the winter, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a lot of garage projects, especially this month. I've had a lot.
Yeah. I always regret it at this time of the year if it's not organized, just because like, you know, the holidays and everything, and then when you're transitioning from summer, it's like, okay, I gotta store the bikes in there and pull this out, and you know. So it just kind of gets messy if I don't stay on top of it, but I've always been borderline kind of OCD, so it's kind of interesting to see how you've done that. You've turned, you look like you have a similar kind of OCD going on, and you turned it into a business.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, my mom used to love that about me. Hey, I remember look at what he did.
So, I guess I meant, like, is there, like, some sort of, like, contract that I would be able to see beforehand, or do I have to, like, pay first and then get the contract? Like, I guess
yeah.
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, so we do send you everything in writing, but it's a month-to-month agreement that you could terminate at any time. So you're not actually signing, like, a commitment or a contract, per se. We don't require a contract. We want you guys to come back on your own each month. But we do have a service agreement that everybody gets when they sign up, and it has documented everything we're doing for you for the price. So it has a full outline of the services, and then it also comes with the invoice receipt, so you can write it off as a business expense. So those are automated. Like once I process your transaction, you'll get the automation, and then it'll also send you your Google verification form as well and your password for your tracking system.
Gotcha.
They all come through at the same time.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But it says in the service agreement, like, it's all month to month.
So I could technically pay with, like, a different card next month?
Yeah. Yeah, you can call in or you can go to your app.
I guess.
Oh, it's set up to automatically renew. I'm not going to manually process your transaction each month. It is a machine. But you have access to the billing through your tracking system, so you can cancel it through there, or if you ever wanted to discontinue. I don't think you will. I mean, especially if you could do anything with Angie. So I think you'll like this a lot better. But you could always call into me. We have 24/7 customer service. You know, you could let us know. I mean, we're not going to hold you hostage if you don't want to be on the first page. And, you know, we could just part ways as friends. And we don't go and, like, delete any of the content, or you don't get unverified on Google or anything like that. So there'll still be a lot of long-term benefits to it, even if you left after a month. But the idea is for us to get in here and make sure it's working as well as possible for you, and we're putting you in position to generate as many job opportunities each month. That way you want to keep doing it. You know? So it's like we don't get paid unless you get paid, kind of thing. Does that make sense?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a true month-to-month agreement, so it's like a partnership with you.
Yeah,
we don't want anybody
that,
like
ask,
feeling trapped with us. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I just don't have. I like lost my business card, my credit card, which is what I would want
transactions
to go on.
Yeah, you can call me and I can swap it out.
Come through.
But we also send you invoice receipts for everything with the business name on it. So no matter what method you use, like a lot of times business owners use like a personal when we first start out. Maybe they don't even have like a business card yet. And then because you have those invoice receipts, you'll still be able to take it to your tax prep at the end of the year and write it off as a business expense, even if it's not on the business account.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, you still get the invoice receipt. It's just a digital receipt, so you just got to pull it up on your email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then anytime you want to change it, so if you're going moving forward, like next month, you go, hey, I want to keep going. I just want to switch the billing. You could call me. I could swap it out, or you can go into your tracking system to the billing tab in your account dashboard, and you could always modify it through there, too.
Okay. Is there like a secure, like when I sign up for this, I'm sorry to be so apprehensive, but
it's okay.
If we end up doing like a credit card transaction, is there like a secure like link or like website that you would send to me for me to do this transaction? Because I don't really feel comfortable giving any of my information over the phone.
Gotcha. So when you first sign up with us, unfortunately, I just have to gather the information. I put it into a VeriSign secure database, so it codes it out. So we can't actually, like, see it anymore once you put it in there. And then it's set up to auto-process, and then you could start and stop it at your own discretion. But everything's VeriSign secured. Like, we've been in business for 20 years. I mean, your information is safe. We wouldn't run the risk of something happening with your information and then that falling back on us in a negative way could affect our relationship with Google,
sure,
things like
sure.
that. So I have Google certification and 2 kids, so I'm definitely not going to do anything with your billing information. It's not worth losing my whole career over.
No, I get that. And it's just totally not on you, but it's just something that would be said either way. You know what I mean? If you don't mind me asking, what was your last name?
Hill, H-I-L-L. And my full first name is actually pronounced Jazz Juan, and my middle name is John. Everybody calls me John. Usually they struggle with my first name. But if you want to look me up, just to put a face to it, it's J-A-Z-W-A-N, and then last name is Hill, H-I-L-L. And the first thing that pops up, I'm actually looking myself up. Obviously, you could see, like, I went to Brethren Christian here in Southern California. So, that should make you feel a lot better, too. If you go to the LinkedIn, I've been working here since 2014.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. I'm the one with the blue hat and the blue shirt.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that info.
It's fine. I totally understand. Everybody I work with is a business owner, so this is actually not that abnormal for me.
I get a lot of questions about it.
Yeah. And then, obviously once we get to know each other, then they kind of die off. But, yeah.
Right.
Usually if you get a call out of the blue, and then, like, we have some agents here, they have, like, a thick accent, too. Like, you were talking to Tara, obviously, so that's not an issue. But sometimes, there's, who are you? What do you guys do? Where can I find you? Where can I look you up? I'm very used to those things. But you're in good hands. We have 20 years experience. I mean, there's really nothing better you can do if you're really launching a business and trying to get your name out there than to use our services, not just on Google, but the other platforms that we put you on too. It's high quality. It's going to generate a lot of different job opportunities for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'll stop grilling you.
you're going to love it. I bet you like 30, 45 days from here, you'll probably cancel Angie's once you get these leads coming in. I don't think you're going to buy leads anymore.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
Yeah, that's a huge benefit. Even more so from somebody who's not just somebody who's just getting started, but somebody that's using that program. It's kind of a different conversation for us, I guess. we're actually saving you money. Whereas somebody else, we might be telling them that's never done marketing before, you know, you're telling them to invest into advertising. Whereas you're investing in advertising, you're probably just going to end up paying way more than you should with the current system you have. So we'll actually end up saving you money, but generating more opportunities for you at the same time.
Right, exactly. So you said 191?
It'll be 199 exactly. So it's $1 less than 200. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I just need to make sure I have enough in my account really quick because, like I said, I lost my business card, my credit card, which is usually what I rely on because I'm not quite in profit yet here. So
yeah, that's actually really common. Some businesses aren't profitable until they actually get listed on the first page. I always tell people it's sometimes a good idea to, like, inquire about the Google listing and then wait until it becomes available and then be up there for, like, a month or two before you actually, like, launch the business. But I understand sometimes when you start a business, it's more of a necessity than anything else. So.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I work other jobs, so I'm just really, really part-time right now. So it's not like I need to be in profit yet because I have other income, but this is what I want my job to be, my only job. So.
Yeah, it's like you'll have a listing out there just like vouching your credibility and reading or reeling in some job opportunities for you while you're working full-time. And then obviously you could take a cherry-picking method. So that way the time that you do have to allot to this, you're maximizing your return on investment by, you know, taking the best opportunity for you. So that's good. And it'll just build up that pipeline of business. The more you build it up, you know, I wouldn't say leave your day job just yet, but once you build it up, you know, a couple of months, then you can go full time with it at some point. Or do both. But you got to take a vacation at some point.
Yeah, I have been doing a lot. I have just enough in there right now.
Okay.
This is not. Never mind. That's my personal account.
It's at $1.99. Just joking. I've actually had that happen before where I, you know, set up a whole profile for the business and then they say, oh, I thought it was $1 or I thought it was $299. Yeah. I go, what? Yeah.
I was about to say, it should be more. I got paid for several jobs this week, so it should have more.
Okay. Hopefully no checks bounce. That would make sense. You don't accept checks. That's probably a good thing. You don't have to deal with that scenario. I've actually had that happen before where contractors I work with are, you know, calling me. I want to kill this guy, you know. We did 3 days' work, and he gave us a check, and it was $100 short, and it bounced. Yeah, I'm going to go down there and strangle him. Mm-hmm. Like, don't do it. I got to talk him off the ledge.
I'm not going down that road.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to talk him off the ledge. Don't do it. You know, there's other ways you could go. Don't resort to violence.
Yeah, so I'm good to run that on my debit.
Okay, I just want to verify. So this is just going to say Jessica LaFave? On the card? Is there any middle initial?
Yeah, just Jessica LaFave. It does have my company name on it, too, but I don't know if that matters.
Yeah, of course. We want the invoice to have the business name on it, and make sure it matches. And then is the billing address
okay.
the same as the street address that they're going to send that Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Jessica. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4034 9000
Yep. Yep. And then 060 6677 Okay, I think I'm missing a digit here. You said 4034 9000 0606 and then I have 677 I think I'm missing a number.
Yeah, add one more six. The last four digits is 6677 So add one more six at the end there.
Oh, okay. I have 6677 is the last four. The four before that is 0060 from left to right.
No, from left to right. 6060 from left to right.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, let me. You want me to repeat this back to you?
Yeah, let's try it again.
Okay, 4034
Okay.
9000
Okay, there's two nines there.
No.
Okay.
Nine and three zeros.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I just said it weird at the end. So it's 0606
Okay.
6677
Gotcha. Okay. So there's three sixes and two sevens is the last five.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
0527
and then there should be a three-digit code on the back.
699
Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording as an added form of protection for you. We're also going to send this to you in writing with your invoice receipt and outline of the agreement. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, Jessica, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
LaFave Organized Living, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the business?
Jessica LaFave, Professional Organizer / Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yep.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jessica, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours. The sooner you can get back to them, the better. You know, usually immediate response time is going to yield the best results, but I do understand you have another job as well. If you're getting a call from us, though, it's important.
Yeah.
It's an emergency. So definitely want to make sure we get to that.
Right? Okay.
And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, We do recommend that you try our services for 2 months when we're building everything from scratch, as far as like your Google business profile, but it is month to month, Jessica. You aren't binded to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's October 22nd of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $199. This is going to be for a pro package service. There are no setup fees or additional charges. I've grandfathered you in at this discounted pricing structure. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 22nd day, but you'll keep that price of just $199 for as long as you're with us. It says in our fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop the automated billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to process your first month's payment. When this goes through, you're going to receive 3 text messages. So I'm going to hang on the line with you here to make sure you get everything, okay?
Okay.
All right. I know you were kind of hesitant, so I want to be very thorough and show you what we were talking about here. We'll get you the outline of the agreement, the Google verification form, and then the login credentials for your tracking system.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your trust. I appreciate you giving me the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Any text messages come through yet?
Yep.
Okay. So you should find a full outline of the agreement in writing there. It'll be called your subscription terms. There's a link in there. These are all also sent over to your email. If you click on it, it'll have everything outlined in writing that we're doing for you. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask for your signature when you're ready. Also, there is a Google verification form, which is very important. You only have to verify your business one time for as long as you own it. You have to fill that out. Obviously, I know you're in kind of a niche market, so they're not really going to require some of the things that they're asking for. It's kind of a generic form that they send out to everybody during the Google verification process. But just fill it out as best you can. If there's anything missing, don't panic. There is a section at the bottom that says sometimes if Google can't verify you just with the information on the form, we want to make sure that you're okay with us doing a video call just to verify you over the phone, and then we can process it that way too if there's any hiccups. So that way there's nothing stopping us from getting your verification completed. And then you'll also get a username and a password for your account dashboard and tracking system. Looks like the username is going to be your phone number, and then there'll be a temporary password. Once you log into the tracking system or the app, you can actually change the username and password to whatever you like. And that'll give you access to tracking, review requests, all your online listings. Okay. And then that will conclude the initial setup process. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns at this time?
Nope.
Okay. Well, just obviously a quick reminder, client interview, I got you scheduled for tomorrow. It's going to be between 2 and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Look out for that email notification, as well as we'll send you that text message 1 hour prior. Okay, so you'll have a calendar invitation that'll come through. Your email is through Gmail, right? Because it's a custom email?
Yep.
Okay, and then I already put in the request for your Google Voice tracking number too, so they'll go over that during that client interview appointment tomorrow, as well as like your keyword services and the service area we're targeting.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up with us, Jessica. Welcome aboard. I'll let you get back to the rest of your evening. It's getting kind of late here. It's about dinner time, but look out for our phone call tomorrow at 2, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Thank you. Looking forward to working with you. You have a great night.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.